Right now, the internet is coaching our kids, and some of the voices on there, they're angry. When boys hear that noise on repeat, it shapes how they see themselves. Together,
with EE,
we need to make sure those voices don't win, to coach and guide them on and off the pitch, making space for real conversations, building our boys up every chance we get. Yes, boys.
As proud partner of the national teams, EE has support and guidance to help build all our boys up on and off the pitch. Search EE Yes, Boys.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, May 26th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. semiconductor and memory stocks rallied today, following a brief cool-off last week. The rally was led by Micron, which soared more than 19% and traded above a $1 trillion market capitalization for the first time. The revival began last Friday when shares of Qualcomm rose more than 12% on the company's deal with global automaker Stellantis to support AI-powered vehicles. The renewed excitement lifted up markets in the U.S., taking the tech-heavy Nasdaq up nearly 1.2%. American Airlines will soon offer Starlink internet service on flights. The airline said it'll install the SpaceX internet service on more than 500 planes starting early next year, a significant portion of its fleet. American Airlines is the latest airline to tap Starlink, which has become a dominant provider for other airlines, including United Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and Alaska Air Group. American Airlines began offering the free Wi-Fi to members of its loyalty program earlier this year, sponsored by AT&T. And Chinese tech giant Xiaomi's first quarter net profit fell a whopping 57% to just under $695 million, with revenue falling 11%. Smartphone revenue fell 12.5%, while Internet of Things and lifestyle products revenue declined 24%. But EVs were a bright spot, with revenue up over 5%. Xiaomi is facing various challenges as it continues to pivot into cars and smart devices. Less memory supply from the AI boom is leading to higher costs, which are eating into smartphone profit margins. At the same time, its auto segment is contending with an industry-wide slowdown in China, and its home appliance business is facing weaker demand as the boost from government subsidies fades. And that's it for your TMB Tech Minutes. We'll have another quick tech update in the morning.